I'm going to start talking about Hilchos Tzitzis. Maybe more, because I can't see all over there.
Yeah.
Okay? So talking about Hilchos Tzitzis. That's the next set of halachas, halacha ches. We're going in order. So I didn't choose it. Anyway, so let's just go one by one. The halachas, and the way they're mentioned, is very interesting. First of all, Yis'atev b'tzitzis v'yivarech me'umad. So first of all, the halacha is that you're supposed to put on the tzitzis and make the bracha while standing. There's a few mitzvahs that the Indian is to stand. Like it says in some will say it's a remez, Atzas Hashem Yisakum, Oimer Tzitzis and Tzitzis. Atzas Hashem Yisakum, that's when you stand up. So just put it, and this is even for putting on the tzitzis, you're also supposed to stand while you put on the tzitzis. Now, therefore, you're also supposed to make the bracha standing up. All right. So this is actually was just negiah for me. I was in an airplane. Whatever you're putting on the talis as I was davening in the plane. So you know you should put it on standing up. If you can't. Also, even if let's say there is a question about the talis kata, the tzitzis. So if for our minig is that a person with that's going to wear a talis does not make a bracha on his tzitzis. He puts on the tzitzis and yoytze the bracha with the talis. So since he's not going to be making the bracha, does he have to stand up when he puts on his tzitzis? That's a question. So the Mishabura is mashma that even then you have to, even though you're not going to be saying the bracha, but still you should be standing up when you put on even your talis kata. So it says over here. So lemaisa, you're not mechuyev, but it is the proper thing to try to put on the tzitzis while standing. Now, the way the Mishnah Berurah says it is that a person should put the tzitzis right on right away, because you shouldn't go dalet amos without wearing tzitzis. You should wear tzitzis, put on tzitzis right away. Fine. Now, the next halacha in the Shulchan Aruch says like this: Seder ha'atifa.
Quick question. What are the rules about the club rules davening on planes? I've heard a couple of pretty prominent bands saying that you're really not allowed to do that. If you're disturbing the passengers and whatever you're gaining by davening, you are giving up.
No, I think they're talking about if you're going to start making a minion and in the back and start gathering together people. Right, so so you're going to go make a minion. So rather, I was with an Altam Gadol or Shiva, and the guys got together and called them up to the back of the plane. They said, oh, we needed you for a minion. I'm sitting right here. I'm not going to the back. So, usually by the bathroom and all that. But if you're in your seat and you're not bothering anybody, then it's only one other shaila is if you're going to have to end up davening Shemoneh Esrei sitting down. So then the question is it better if you, when you land, you're going to be able to daven, or even before you left in the airport, or when you land, you'll be able to daven, and it's still going to be the Zman Tefillah, that's better than davening in the plane sitting down. So, in a chanami, yeah. I would also say, not to. I would also say that it's better to, if there's a minion or whatever, just daven in your seat probably. But if you're on the plane and you're not disrupting anybody, you can daven in your seat, no problem. Just like I said, you're gonna have to say Shemoneh Esrei sitting down, that would be the only issue. So that's why, okay. That also, even if it's before the Nates, so a lot of people say, oh, it's before Nates Achama, I don't want to daven in the airport. No, if you're traveling, you're allowed to daven lechatchila before Nates, up to 50 minutes before sunrise. So, nowadays, if you have a 6 a.m. flight, daven in the airport before.
If you have 10 people in their seats in the same
plane, you have to yell, you have to be loud and talk to each other, and just because you have the other guy's trying to sleep, and it's not necessarily the right thing to do.
Amen.
someone said tefillah b'tzibur is a hiddur in tefillah. But if you, all you have is the minion, but you don't have davening, it's not going to be good. When you're in 10 people standing and falling all over each other, you have a minion, but you don't have davening. So it didn't help anything. Oh. Now, the next halacha here says, Seder atifasoi. How are you supposed to be ma'atif yourself in a talis? So this you see a lot of times. People take out their talis, and they start whipping out all over the place. You know? Whatever. So what is the... what's the bottom line on this? Okay, how are you supposed to do it? What's the right way to do it? So say that for tifasa kederach bnei adam shemiskasim bechusam veoiskim b'malachtim. There's a big machloikis. What do we do now? When you wear a talis katan, you say the brach of al mitzvas tzitzis. But when you make a talis, a brach on a talis godol, it's al lehisatif mitzvas, which means to wrap oneself in the tzitzis. So the Yerushalayim discuss what exactly is an atifa of a talis. So some Yerushalayim says it's ka'atifas yishma'elim, which means it's the way Arabs would wear a, what's it called? Wear their turban or whatever, they cover themselves up. Okay? And some say, no, it doesn't mean that. It just means the way you would wear a normal garment. So the difference is that if it's just the way you wear a normal garment, it has to cover your guf, your body, like a shawl. But if it's the way that you that the Yishmaelim wear it, then primarily it has to be wrapped around your head.
It means the whole davening, which is for the bracha?
Well, mainly for the bracha, you know. Now, believe it or not, even though it seems as though the Sfaradim, for some reason, do that tifa like all around their head, but the Mechaber passes, the main thing is, like the other opinion, that it's around your guf. Therefore, the Mishnah Berurah says, I don't know what Sfaradim do, but the Mishnah Berurah says, the Ikra Atifa, when you wear your talis, is supposed to be around your guf. It should be covering most of your back. Now, at the same time, there's an Indian to do the other Atifa of the Yishma'elim. So let me get a talis to show you what I mean. Okay, so that means, what does that mean, sir? Okay, so if a person has a talis, okay, so now the If what you do is, let's say you cover your head or whatever. Am I making a scene here? But okay, you cover your head. Now, what a lot of people, some people do is they prick it all the way up to their shoulder,
right?
Like this, right? And then go like that.
Yeah, I do.
What? Right. So that's what people do. Mishnah Berurah says it's not.
Covers it.
Right. Oh, so that's supposed to cover. On the face, it's supposed to cover till your nose or till your eyes or whatever that you could see. Because how could it be that Yishma'elim would cover their eyes and where they see? So it means you're supposed to cover your
forehead,
till maybe your nose or whatever, and then here cover your mouth to your chin, but you should still be able to see. However, that's called Atifas Yishma'elim. Okay, but we paskin that the main thing is not the Atifas Yishma'elim only. It's also the Atifas Haguf. So therefore the Mishnah Berurah says it, you're supposed to do both. Your body's supposed to be covered halfway. And then what you do is, so your back is still supposed to be on your back, and then do the whole thing. And then do the whole thing like this. So this way it's on your back too. So the Mishnah Berurah says that if you do it on your back, that's the Ikar Halacha. Because this way you have both opinions. You have the Atifas HaGuf and the Atifas HaYishma'elim. And that's the main thing. So I've noticed that some people only do the Rosh. The reason why some people do that is I think that's the minig amongst the Sfaradim. I don't know why though, because the Mechaber doesn't say that.
Maybe so the front and not your back.
They don't seem to do the back. According to Ashkenazim, the main thing is to do the back. Someone corrected me this one time. Many years ago, I was in yeshiva, and I was putting it on, and someone pointed this out to me. I looked into it, and he was correct. That it is supposed to be covering your back as well, not just the shoulders. So that's an important thing. Okay, the Mishnah Berurah says, Kisui haguf l'chudei havi ituf v'hu ikar ha'ituf.
I'm not sure it's only the shoulders.
It should be the back
it
down.
It is a little bit lower than the shoulders.
Right, it should be.
But it's not the whole back. Like it's a little bit lower in the shul. Is that weird?
Should be down the back, maybe halfway down the back.
I'm not sure if it's halfway. Okay. Be more careful, but I don't think
it'll Yeah. I mean, that's...
Right, that's what you're doing.
You know...
But a lot of it also, if you look at somebody old Talesin...
They're not very long.
Right. That could be why.
Correct.
Like that.
Okay.
That's how it came. Now,
Rav Avadi Yosef has a whole long shtickle. If you cup your eyes, it's mamish, you're not going to say anything. Because if you cover your eyes, what do you think? Did the Arabs bump into trees when they walk? X-ray vision? I mean, it doesn't make any sense. So it's poshut that Avada Etivis Yishmaelim also includes not only till the forehead and still keeping the eyes open. So I'm just pointing out that this thing with the Atifa does make a difference how you do it. Okay? It took me a long time to figure this out. It took me a while to figure this out.
For once and for all, you know?
What?
Your eyes should be open when you make the bracha. You should be concentrating with your eyes closed.
Well, you can have, your eyes could be closed because you're concentrating, but that's, you know, but the talis shouldn't be covering the eyes. Now, that's the Rav Avadia, and that's what the Mishnah Berurah happens to be, doesn't say that. Mishnah Berurah says, B'shas atifa, mechase roishoy ba'atalis, ad shiyagia ad piv. That the front of the talis goes all the way to your mouth. So that's what Shabura says. Rav Avadia Yosef argues, and a lot of other Acharonim argue, so there is a machlokes about how far up down the face it's supposed to go, but what's it called? But as far as the back, it is, you're supposed to have it on the back. Now, the Shulchan Aruch says, Talifas Ketanim Shalonu, what about when you put on your tzitzis? Sha'anu Noegim Lilbosh, Ava Pishain Behem Ituf, Yoitzim Behem Yidechov Asitzis. You yoitz it without an ituf. Now our minig is that no one does an eat. Now everyone holds. You just, if you're not making a bracha on the talis of the tzitzis, you don't do an ituf. The question is the machlokes in the minhagim, if a person does make a bracha on their tzitzis, like a bacher, should he do an atifa with the tzitzis? Since the machlokes, our minig is that you don't. Most people don't do it, and the reason for that is because what's the bracha that a bacher makes on the tzitzis? A boy, al mitzvah tzitzis, not the hisat. So he doesn't have to include the ituf into the tzitzis, into the bracha, and that's why he does it that way. Okay. Now, by the way, you're supposed to also keep the tzitzis. This is mefurish in the Shulchan Aruch that v'yamud kach mu'utof l'fachus k'dehiluch dal ramos. You're supposed to keep it that way, in that position, okay, for the duration that it takes to walk four amos. How long it takes to walk 4 amos? Let's assume 4 amos is 8 feet.
How fast everyone walks at different speed?
It's 8 feet.
Well, isn't that where they get this? You're supposed to say Shalom Aleichem with the Marie.
Yeah, so it's about 3 seconds.
Right.
About 2-3 seconds. So what a lot of people just do is, you know, flip it back and then undo it. It should really be there and then wait 2 seconds. So that's why in the Siddur, there's psukim that one can say during that time. There's psukim in the Siddur that you say, if you say it during that time, then you're covered for the 2-3 seconds. Okay? Now, here it says also, the next halach in Shulchan Aruch, it says, Machzer shtei tzitzios lefanav. You're supposed to have 2 of the tzitzis in front and 2 in back. Okay, and that's the way you're supposed to wear a talis. A tzitzis, a talis, whatever. So you find that by many unlearned people, they have the talis, all 4 are in front, wearing like a shawl. You know, so all 4 tzitzis are in front, like a scarf, whatever. So it's not that's not the way it's supposed to be, because it's supposed to be like a beged that you're wrapped in. So half of it is in front, half is in back. So that's why it's ma'akiv, according to most shittas, that 2 of the tzitzis have to be in back and 2 of them have to be in front. As a matter of fact, you're not even supposed to switch around which ones are in front and which are in back. That's why that was the original point of the minhag of the Atara. The minhag of the Atara, you know, which is this thing, is so that one will always remember these are the sides that always are in the front and the other ones are in the back, because Malin Bakoidish Rein Maridin, or whatever the other reason is, but you're supposed to always have the ones that are in the front, and the ones in the back. And that's just some sort of hecker to notice, to be aware of which ones are which.
So the same for Talik Natan Tzitzit?
Yeah. So there's also, even for a tzitzis, there is also such an inyan like that. Now, so it means that you should have some. So usually they put some sort of label, so you can notice which one is in the back, which one is in the front.
You're talking about the tzitzit thing, right? If you have a V.
If you have a V, yeah, if you have some way of noticing.
There are some people. There are some people I've seen above without a shame of pain as part of that favor. I don't
know. It's creative.
What?
I don't know, it's creative.
Well, we generally don't do it.
Right? I don't think that's specifically the meaning, no. Okay, now he brings down further here. That there is an inyan in the morning, that your tzitzis are supposed to, you're supposed to separate the tzitzis from each other. It shouldn't be all clumped up. I guess the better word is tangled. They shouldn't be all tangled. Why not? Because then it's like one ball, it's not eight strings. It's supposed to be considered eight strings, so therefore they should be separated, should we be separated one from the other. The Arizal even said that the Rosh HaTevus of tzitzis is tzaddik, yafrit, tzioisov, tomit. And a tzaddik is always constantly making sure that tzitzis are straight. Okay. Now, what's more important is that it says in the Shulchan Aruch here, koidim sheyavarech, before you make a bracha, you have to check the tzitzis to make sure they're not ripped. So it says, koidim sheyavarech, ya'ayin b'chutei tzitzis, if they're kosher. So you have to check check that nothing got ripped. And why is that? Why do you check every day? Because normally there's a concept called chazaka. Are you aware what chazaka is?
Strength.
Yeah, yeah, that's true. But in this context, what chazaka means is a certain halacha, which tells us the following. That there's a halachic principle which tells us if something was a certain way, you have the right, halachically, to continue to assume that it remained that way and it didn't change. Okay? So, therefore, theoretically speaking, if you know that yesterday your tzitzis were kosher, you should have the halachic right to continue to assume they're kosher. Okay? Now, the Shulchan Aruch says here, before you make the bracha on the tzitzis, you have to make sure that it's kosher. The question is, why does he say before you make the bracha on the tzitzis? Why doesn't he say before you put on the tzitzis? Because you know, the halacha is, if you wear a four-cornered garment with no tzitzis on it, you're transgressing the mitzvah saseh of tzitzis. Okay? Let me explain that a little bit, so give some background over here. There's no mitzvah, you may not be aware of this, but there is no mitzvah to go ahead and put on a pair of tzitzis. You're not obligated to do so. You're obligated to put on tefillin every day. You're not obligated to wear tzitzis.
I thought you were in the daytime out.
Oh, so what does it mean? You're obligated that if you're wearing a four-cornered garment, you have to put tzitzis on it. But if I'm not wearing a four-cornered garment, I don't have to put on tzitzis, theoretically. The Gemara says that Hashem doesn't like it if you don't take the opportunity to easily fulfill the mitzvah. So put on a four-cornered garment with tzitzis during the day. You're getting free mitzvahs every second. You may as well do it. But you're not obligated technically. But the Gemara says that if you don't do it, Hashem will say, when times are tough, so Hashem will say, technically, I don't have to save you. You want me to work? You didn't work hard for me. You could have put on tzitzis. It would have been easy. Oh, technically, you didn't have to. All right, so technically, I don't have to save you either. That's what the Gemara says. So that's why the Gemara says it's better to always put on tzitzis. Okay? But technically, you're not obligated unless you're wearing a four-corner garment, which in those days, the regular garment was four corners. So it wasn't like a chiddush. On your clothes that you're wearing, put on tzitzis. But nowadays, we don't wear four-cornered garments. So therefore, we have to make a special garment, which is a tzitzis, to go ahead and put us into the situation of the mitzvah. Okay? So, if a person wears a four-cornered garment, if they don't wear tzitzis, they don't have a mitzvah, they don't transgress an aveira. But if they wear a four-cornered garment, and they don't have tzitzis on it, at that point, they're over an aveira. So not only they're not doing the mitzvah, at that point they're over an avera. So now the question is, let's say I'm about to put on my tzitzis. Do I have to check if the strings are good? on the random, you'll say, well, if they're no good, you're doing an Aveira now, because you're putting on a four-corner garment with no tzitzis. But on the other hand, I have a chazaka from yesterday, then I can assume they're still kosher. Okay? So here's the question. So the Mishnah, the Shulchan Aruch says that before you make the bracha, you got to check your tzitzis to make sure they're kosher. So why does he emphasize the bracha aspect? So the Gemara says this is what it. There's a machlokes in the Mefarshim about it. Some say that if you're not making a bracha, then you're allowed to rely on the chazaka and that's it. So for example, when you're wearing your tzitzis, your talit, and that's how we pass it. So when you're wearing your tzitzis in the morning, you don't have to check your tzitzis because you're not making a bracha on the tzitzis. But if you're going to go ahead and make a bracha on the talis, now you should check. Don't rely on the chazaka when it comes to saying Hashem's name. When it comes to saying Hashem's name, that don't rely on the chazaka. You should go ahead and check it. That's why the issue of checking the Erev every week. Do you rely on the chazaka that says the Erev was up last week, you can assume it continues to be up this week? Or do you check the Erev every single week? Now, if you've checked the Erev many weeks, and every week there's a problem, the problem means you may not have a chazaka, because the chazaka was already disproven too many times. Okay? So the same thing with the tzitzit, since it's used all the time, you should check it. Now, this is some people, what they do is that they check it in the morning before davening. You don't have time to check it, because most people are not so punctual to davening that they have the extra 5 seconds, you know, it takes to check the tzitzis. They're just in a rush. So what some people would rather do is that after they fold up the tzitzis, before they put it away, they check the tzitzis. So now it's checked for tomorrow morning already, because at this point, I know nothing happened. Because I folded it up, put it away. Nothing could have happened between now and next time.
The fact that you didn't face up, you didn't pull on anything, that's good enough.
So technically it is, and that's why if you're not making the bracha, it would be enough. But for the chumrah of the bracha, the Taz says that you should check it. Also, it's not hard to check. And you're not supposed to rely on a chazaka if you could just as easily check for it. Okay? So, now, what happens on Shabbos? Are you supposed to check your tzitzis on Shabbos? See, here's the thing. Let's say the halacha is a big chiddush, but the halacha is if a person has pasul tzitzis on Shabbos, he's allowed to wear the pasul tzitzis because he's going to be embarrassed in shul with no talis. If you're going to be in shul, you're going to have no talis. It's going to be embarrassing. So you're allowed to wear your talis, even though it's pasul, because to save you from the embarrassment. So now the question is, on Shabbos, what's the point of checking your tzitzis? Because even if I see they're no good, I'm going to wear it anyway. Oh, for the bracha. Okay, so some say it's for the bracha, and some say you don't have to check at Shabbos. So the best thing, what some people say is that to check it before Shabbos is over. Check it Motzei Shabbos. If you have a special Shabbos talis, then check it Motzei Shabbos before you put it away. This way it's set to go for next week already. Okay? So that's the inyan of the checking. Okay. Okay, can you tighten the knot on Shabbos? Very good question. I have to look into it again, but I don't think so. Now, the Shulchan Aruch says the following. I'm just going to read what it says. It says, Iker mitzvah talis katan. The primary mitzvah of a talis, of a tzitzis, is to be loivshay al begadav, to wear it over your clothing. Like the Hasidim wear it over their shirts, the tzitzis. That's really the way you're supposed to. Kadesh Tamid Yireyu, so that you're constantly seeing the tzitzis. The whole point of the mitzvah is Ureisim Oiso Uzchartem. You're supposed to remember the mitzvah. How are you going to remember it if you don't see it? So therefore, they say the primary mitzvah is to wear it over your clothes. Now, we don't do that because we are, you know, we're living amongst a lot of other types of people. We don't do that. But the next best thing is that you could fulfill this inyan by wearing the tzitzis part, even if the talis is under your shirt, but you can wear the tzitzis out of your clothes. And that's why a lot of people wear the tzitzis out, because this way you have, even though the Shulchan Aruch says you're supposed to wear the whole talis out, but at least you can fulfill the inyan by wearing the tzitzis out. Okay? Now, even the Mishabura does bring down, though, if a person works amongst non-Jews and it's embarrassing to wear the tzitzis out for whatever reason, so then you can wear it inside tucked into the pants. However, the Mishabura says that it could be considered a bizayon, a disgrace for the tzitzis if they're tangling around in his pants and they're going into places which are dirty and all sorts of things. So you have to protect the tzitzis. So the Mishabura says the way to do that is by tucking it into the knaf, tucking it into the quarter. Which what I think he means is this, which I've seen people do that. This little thing, open up a pocket, and then put the tzitzis in there. So this way, even if they're tucked into your shirt, at least they're not loose and all over your legs and everything. That's what Shabura says is a better eitzah, because this way at least it's covered for the tzitzis. Otherwise, it's not covered that they're in your pants, and who knows what's going on over there. So that's what the Mishabura says. I mean, I don't know if is that a common thing that, but I think that that's what is mashma from Mishabura. What? Right. I remember seeing that, but it's not very common. It's true. Now, one other common halacha. We'll stop here because it's late already. 9:15. If your talis falls off during davening, what do you do? So the Lashon, it's brought down at the end of Simen Ches, Sif Tesvav. The Shulchan Aruch paskins that if your talis falls off and the Mishabura goes like that, it's one of those scenarios that if you read the Mishabura, the halacha is clear, but then you read all the other Sfarim, and they all say we don't paskin like the Mishabura on this. It's one of those weird scenarios, like how are you supposed to know? But that's... So the Mishabura paskin is clear that if the talus falls off, you make a new bracha on the talus, even if you're wearing a tzitzis. But the minhag ha'olam is not that way. The minhag ha'olam is based on the following two logics. One is that you're wearing a talus, you're wearing tzitzis. And remember, your bracha, you wear tzitzis in the morning, and then you made a bracha on your talus. The bracha was also pottering the mitzvah of the talus, of the tzitzis. So since the bracha was going on both, the talus and the tzitzis, so therefore, since I'm still wearing the tzitzis, so even though the talus fell off, but the bracha is still alive, because the bracha is going on the tzitzis as well. So that allows me now to go back, pick up the talus, and continue it, because the bracha never stopped. Okay? The bracha still kept going through the... That's one. And the other thing is, because your initial das, your initial intention when you made the bracha was that I want the talus on me for the whole davening. That fell off in the middle, that doesn't stop the fact that the bracha was made to be for the whole davening. And therefore, you can pick up the talus and continue doing it. So if you read the Mishnah Berurah backwards, forwards, it'll be clear as day, then you should make a new bracha. You read any halacha l'maisa sefer, they all say do not make a bracha. The minhag is you don't make a bracha based on this logic. So it's just an interesting thing to point out. One other area to mention is what happens if you take off your talus, at what point do you make a new bracha when putting it back on? I'm not going to go into that now, I'm going to that next one. Okay? Just go ahead. You're here for the summer?